A new Democratic think tank has opened in the nation's capital. The Center for American Progress is headed by John Podesta, who served as President Clinton's White House Chief of Staff. The center aims to reinvigorate political thinking and advocacy among Democrats. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Podesta.
At a time when Republicans control the Congress and the White House, leading Democrats are scrambling for new ideas to bring the party together and make it more attractive to the American electorate. Republicans have several major think tanks in Washington and around the country. They're used to advance conservative policies and to make conservative thinkers a staple in any policy discussion on radio or TV. Podesta has taken to calling his new group a think tank on steroids. Its creation is evidence of discontent among some Democrats with the moderate Democratic Leadership Council and the more left-leaning Progressive Policy Institute. With more than $1 million already in the bank from funders like billionaire George Soros, Podesta wants to build a more muscular liberal think tank. The goal of the Center for American Progress is to challenge the now dominant ideas, including lower taxes and less government, that fuel the political right.
It's intended to provide a progressive set of new solutions, pragmatic solutions, to put the country in the direction that we think is more just, more fair, and to do that in a way that also engages the public.
People analogize the creation of the Center for American Progress with the creation of the Heritage Foundation in 1973, which was then seen as a vehicle for creating this voice for conservatives in the media. Is that a fair analogy, Heritage and Center for American Progress?
Well, I wouldn't fight with it. I think that what really both institutions are about is to try to create ideas, to create a vision for the country. But one of the things that the Heritage Foundation, I think, has done a good job of is that they've gotten their people out into that public debate. They've had a strategy to not just come up with analysis, not just to write good ideas in papers and in academic journals, but to actually get out and fight for the hearts and minds of the American people for public opinion, and that's what we aim to do.
Now, when you talk about something like big ideas, I think anybody in the country can think of President Roosevelt and the New Deal, or they can think of Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Great Society. And you keep coming forward down that line, and you start and you think, well, exactly what is the great idea of the moment that represents Democratic interest? And I come up empty.
What one needs, I think, the same kind of spirit, but I think it will express itself in different terms today, in terms of economic stewardship, in terms of tax policy, in terms of how we give everybody first-class public education. Those are big challenges, but I think that we need to rise to meet those challenges.
It seemed a little bit, as I was listening, that you were all over the map, that there are lots of ideas there. But is there one idea that's going to set a Democrat apart from a Republican as you go to the polls?
Sometimes I think we confuse ideas with messaging and what the message is. The overall message I think that we have to carry is that we believe this is an America that serves every person in this country. I think that the Republicans are very good at taking care of the privileged few. I think we need to represent values, progressive values, that move in that direction.
That would require that so many of the entrenched Democratic constituencies be willing to innovate.
Yeah, I actually think you've put your finger on something, which is too much protection of the status quo, too little willingness to try to be bold and visionary. And I think that it's our challenge to sort of be brave enough to throw those ideas out there when we think they're right, to argue on the basis of principle about things that can work and let the politics kind of sort itself out at the back end. I think that's the role of a think tank, really.
John Podesta, you were Bill Clinton's White House Chief of Staff for a time. And many people may think this group is a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton. Would that be unfair?
Yeah, I think it's unfair. I think that Senator Clinton has encouraged us to start this. She's been helpful. She's talked to people about what we're doing. But we're beholden to no individual politician. But I think that if our ideas are sound, if we've changed the debate in the country, ultimately that ends up getting reflected in politics and through campaigns and elections.
John Podesta is president and CEO of the Center for American Progress. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.